Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate time with Tina Goodrich.
Wait, is she calling us on the phone?
I don't know. She's not even here yet.
Oh, no, here she is.
She is here.
Here she
Yay!
Is. She was out being loud.
Were you making a sale there?
I was.
Good girl. Yeah,
hopefully we weren't too loud interrupting you in the background.
Actually, yeah. The deal just kind of went.
Well, why don't you can say it out. Oh, we're on the microphone recording here. So. Deals go bad every day, don't they?
Deals can go bad. You know, you hit roadblocks all the time. So, yeah, I just got a phone call that one of the deals hit a hiccup.
A deal that was a done deal?
Well in motion.
Well
in
motion.
You know, after you get an accepted offer, it doesn't mean that's a done deal.
Right.
You know, you have to go through.
It's not a done deal until you get the money.
It's not a done deal until you get to the closing table. Uh-huh. That's right.
Until someone gets paid.
That's right. You got to get to the closing table. Yeah. And, you know, as we all know, those who have sold real estate are in the mode of selling. You know, you hit hiccups along the way.
Right.
You know, as yourselves, we've had the property out on County Road 687 just go under contract. So now we're working on inspections.
Okay.
Yep. So inspections are in roll. And this other one, you know, that is in motion is on a contingency. We've talked about those. Contingencies are when you have a home to sell in order to get the next one. And when you're accepted on the contingency on the other one, another buyer can come in and knock you off that, especially if they got a better offer.
So king of the hill, huh?
Well, if they've got a better offer and their terms are better, if their financing is better, and if they're ready, you know, could be a cash buyer, those.
But the person who has a contingency still gets what, a 24, 48 hours to come up with the money?
Yeah, but if they're already in play to sell this home in order to get the other one, then, you know, that's usually how they'll continue. So this one, you know, again, they'll back up and hopefully something else will come along.
Right.
And they'll go out on the same terms of a contingency, which is happening quite a bit. We see a lot of those because the market is so slim and the inventory is low. We are seeing a little softening in the market, you know, along with that.
Yeah, there's a big softening in the market. When we're looking at these insurance rates right now.
The interest rates.
Did I say insurance?
Yeah.
Those are crappy too, by the way. Interest rates.
You do have to have insurance too, along, you know, when being a homeowner. But yeah, the interest rates, we did see a hike in those. Those are riding right around that 6% for the 30-year.
Turning into a buyer's market, isn't it?
Creeping up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're predicting they could hit 7 by the end of the year. You know, they're staying steady right now at the 6. So
buy now.
Yeah, you know, because you don't want to pay 7.
Yeah, well,
you want to get
now,
in at 6 right
to
now.
To me, if I was not desperate to get into a new house, I'm done.
You're done.
I'm waiting, and it's going to go back down eventually. Administrations change all the time.
Yeah, it probably won't go down for a while, though.
No, it'll be a while.
It'll be a while. Well, now that we have seen that that 5 and 6%, it'll probably stay right along there, creep up a little bit. I could see it hitting 7. But, you know, still 6% is good if you're in the buyer's market. The inventory is still on the low side, but there's some things coming out now. Yeah.
At 6%, doesn't a 30-year mortgage about double what you're going to pay from what it was 2 years ago?
Well, the, you know, 15-year was more at that 3%. So I'd say the 30-year was more at the 4, probably for the bottom.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, you're going to pay, I think
an
average like a $250,000 house from 2 years ago, you're going to pay another $150,000 in interest.
Well, and the cost
over 30
of the
years.
House went double too from
values.
That's going to be going back down because this is going to be a buyer's market because people aren't going to be buying houses. So the people with their houses listed are going to have to start dropping their prices because nobody wants to buy because it's too damn expensive.
I don't know. There's just a pretty strong market out there. I can see that the market is tightening up. We're first seeing the forecast a trend of softening in the market. the inventory is going to remain low. The interest rates are going to probably climb again. We predict to that 7%.
And that's just not exactly, it's not just interest rate. It's why people aren't going to be buying houses.
But people got to have a home. You know, you got to have a home.
You have to buy fuel for that home. You have to buy fuel to get to your home, and that's all double.
And then people in South Haven all complaining their water bills are about done.
A lot of people work from home today now, you know, so that saves a lot in traveling and your
expenses. But you flush the toilet at your house five, 6 times more.
You are now at home, so that's even better, you know, that you're working from home. And that has got some value to it for this, you know, not only the second home buyer, but just for the buyer in general. I mean, for myself, I love being able to work from home. I mean, I do live in the city limits. But yeah, there's some advantages, you know, of being a homeowner.
Go ahead, Laura.
We also met a couple the other day, and this is kind of a trend that I think you're seeing, Tina, is people moving out of the big cities and want to come to South Haven.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely that, always that movement from, you know, the cities coming to South Haven.
What can we do to stop that? We're in paradise.
Hey, when they come here, they're like, oh, my gosh, this is like, this is insane. Yeah. I want to buy something.
And in their suitcase comes their big city values.
So they want to invest here. And they have been investing in South Haven for 200 years, Rob. They have been coming to this side of the lake and investing. We've been a tourist town, matter of fact.
Yeah, but they kept them. They kept them on the north side. They didn't let them come over to the south side.
Oh my goodness, Rob. You know what? If you're getting ornery because people are coming here and driving up the prices, you're just going to have to do what they. You got to go live in Chicago.
You know, it's really going on everywhere. If you looked at some of the lakefront properties around, you know, the world or around just the United States, I mean, they're big bucks. Michigan is a little bit behind, and people are discovering it. And when you come here, you're like, this is, I could have this for, you know, for under a half a million.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's huge. That
maybe
people
you
can
should
come
become
here.
A realtor, Rob Dog.
I don't know.
You can, Tina can teach you the ropes.
Well, we're all in this kind of like working together.
My personality doesn't fit.
Rob does my videos for me.
Yeah, she don't want you to be an apprentice of realtor.
No.
Everybody has their own strengths.
You have your own niche.
So, Tina, I got a question. You said that you had this deal fall through. If you're a young realtor out there, when do you suggest celebrating? Do you celebrate when you get the offer? Can you, like, start celebrating?
No.
You can go out to dinner when you get an accepted offer.
Yeah.
And that's you know,
only
about
50
it.
Bucks.
Don't pack your bags just yet.
Yeah.
You know, when you get an accepted offer, you have to go through, you know, the home inspections. There might be some legalities that you might come up from on the seller side. There could be, you know, the inspections could be, you know, you might hit a roadblock within a septic that you, you know, the homeowner didn't know about.
There's, I'm sure, a million of them, but we do have to take a break here.
Already?
Well, yeah. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back at Robert's Moondog Show, and over the break, Laura Russin gave us a lecture about being more positive. So here we are. Yippee! We are happy,
maybe
happy,
we should
happy.
Call Brooke back. All She's you, trying to get
that's
a building.
Right. All you people from Chicago, Detroit, Indianapolis, wherever,
St. Louis, remember
there's wherever you live in a dirt rat riddled murderous city, please come here. We want you.
Well, and be nice.
Yippee.
Yes.
Okay, that's my positive.
Good job.
There we go. Thank you.
Yeah, I love that, you know, the diversity of that South Haven has. We're definitely a second home area, and the values of our homes here have gone up, you know, dramatically in the last 20 years. Those who have been here for 30, 40 years can see the changes.
I can certainly see why people that see this from the outside want to be here. They no doubt this place is beautiful.
You go to some of these other tourist areas, and we have so much room to grow compared to some of the other tourist towns that I've been in. Prices are way higher than what ours are.
Where is this room? Because I had, not too long ago, had Kate Hosier, and the city manager, and she said, for the most part, inside the city limits, we're landlocked.
They're using shoehorns. You see what they're putting two houses now on one lot. Have you seen that?
I have not
seen
that.
It's like all house.
It's all house.
Yeah, they are. They do seem to be getting bigger, you know, we've had these little old cabins for years. These are 150-year-old cabins.
They weren't big lots when they started,
and,
for sure.
You know, there's some old homes on the south side that have gotten taken down and replaced with some magnificent homes. I mean, drive through the neighborhood, walk through the neighborhood. There's not very many homes that haven't been rehabbed yet. And yeah, she's right. The city lots, they're gone. Mm-hmm. Any city lots that were available are available, usually get bought up right away. I think that's those developers that are buying them up, you know, and building on them. And of course, you know, selling the new home.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're going to find a place around here, you're really kind of looking township these days, because there's not much available than what's already there.
Well, there's a great development that's going on down on Doctors Row on 77th there.
But that's township.
You know, township. Yeah.
The doctors all live there because they got to live out in the forest. Now they're cutting down all the trees and putting all houses. Let's see what it looks like when it's done.
Yeah, they're kind of built back in there. So it's going to be like this little woodsy area. You're not going to be right up on 77th, from what I can tell. But there's a lot of room to develop on 77th. If you go down at the end of the road, a friend of ours, Shannon, has 7 acres, and 4 of them could be developed easily into 4, 5, 6 homes. And that's the little blue one right down at the end. I want to say it's 19310 Blue Star Highway. And it's commercial. If the locals remember, there used to be a service station repair place.
Yes.
Laura.
Yes.
There. And he's went in there and revamped this whole place. And it's actually kind of cool. It would be a great commercial spot for maybe a bike shop or, you know, your own hobby shop. If you got your own business ideas, that's got some like 3,000-4,000 square foot in it.
Yeah.
So, and he's got a new kitchen kind of set up in it. But the big thing on that,
did all the stuff come out?
The big thing about that property, again, is development. You've got 4 or 5 acres to develop there. Just down the street is a huge development going on. A good 4 or 5 houses are going back in there off 77th. And that's a wonderful road to live on. We, you know, that's one of my favorites, is 77th.
Well, of course. Isn't that, yeah. I mean, that's Laura's road. I mean,
that's Laura's
best road in the township.
Yeah, I was very fortunate because we bought there when
30,
we first got married.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
40 years.
We have a little cottage there.
When no one else is buying it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Back in the old days when kids got married, they used to buy houses and move out of their parents' house. That don't happen no more.
Oh. Right. I never lived in my parents' place.
She lived in Grandma and Grandpa's house.
I did, right next door.
Which was nice.
Yeah, didn't go far.
I didn't.
No.
And then I moved across town.
I can't live with you, but I am not going far.
Well, and just that is one of the properties, the estates that we just put under contract.
Well, that would be a congratulations to Laura and to Miss Tina, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
Oh, yay.
And like I was saying, it's a really nice younger Polish couple.
Yeah.
Why they got to be Polish?
Well, I think that's great because, you know, I married a Polish man.
You married, right?
I just thought it was.
So she had a little Polish
very
connection.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, hopefully they enjoy the neighbor.
And on.
They will.
Father's Day, it happened.
He's part of the fire department. So I told Laura they're going to be ecstatic about living next door to, you know, a local guy and somebody who's affiliated yes. with the fire department. But yeah, we
you
do
make
see
me
a
laugh
movement.
Just a little.
We do see a movement coming out of this city, and we have for the last, 10, 15 years, you know, of people moving from the city over to this side of the lake. And this couple actually had made a comment about that they chose Michigan over Wisconsin. I thought that was interesting.
Well,
what's the choice?
I know they got rocks on their beaches, and you don't get no sunset. You got to get up early and see
our beaches
they
are
have
nicer.
The Dells.
They have
the Dells, and that's about it.
That's the best part. A lot of tourists there.
Yes.
Right. I was thinking that upper part of Wisconsin, which I'd like to go and discover, seems like it would be inviting. I don't know, but
it is Door County.
It's like the Ozarks.
Door County is up there. That's real popular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's more over there on the east side of Wisconsin. I was thinking more of the west side.
I always really appreciated just driving through Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Not stopping.
Yeah, I did some traveling through Wisconsin. But anyways, this couple decided that they wanted to be on this side and, you know, made a move to come over here and looking for an investment property for retirement.
Right.
So, and we do get that a lot. People who would like to retire here generally buy a home and rent it out for 10 years, maybe, and then they're ready to retire. And so that 10 years of rental has helped them manage that home until they were ready to retire.
Yeah, so pardon my grumpiness about that, because they really...
Boy, I tell you, he's ornery today.
They do... Don't time out me, Laura Russell. This is my show.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
The people that do come to South Haven are good people, and they add to the community. And they keep their houses up.
So
when we poo poo some of the tourists in that, they really do, for the most part, add a lot to our town.
They get the gears rolling here in South Haven as far as, you know, all of the businesses in town. I mean, I was an entrepreneur. I was in business downtown for a good 15 years before I came a real estate agent.
Although I'm proof that you can have a business and not rely on tourism in South Haven, because I'd have never done anything with a tourist.
Nothing?
No, I don't know. Hmm. I've never got any job from a tourist.
Karaoke.
That's not tourists.
Sure, you got.
I work for two bars. They're not tourists.
No, well, I'm thinking
who
like
comes to the bars.
I'm thinking
locals.
Some of our listeners for Let's Talk Real Estate are from out of the area, and that brings them around, and that's affiliated with the Moondog Show.
Yeah, okay. All right, we got to take a break.
we love all our listeners. Don't shut us off.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore, serving this area for over 20 years. We look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
If you have branches hanging over your roof, or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
Hi, I'm Holly Lawson from Drawing Children Into Reading, also known as DCIR. We're an early childhood fine motor building resource that will enhance your child's visual ability to express and communicate in pictures and words. In the classroom, we start with proper pencil grip, develop a longer attention span, and kickstart a whole new world when your child learns to draw, write, and read in that order. To unleash the happiness and find out more about this groundbreaking program, visit DCIR.org.
We're back at Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Yes,
it's so of course. Exciting.
Thank you, Mason.
It's always exciting to talk about real estate, isn't it?
It certainly is. Yippee!
It gets Rob's undies in a bunch.
It makes me really.
Yeah, imagine being a realtor and having 6-7 deals going. You know, you're dealing with, you know, buyers and sellers and lawyers, title companies, inspectors, and making sure that each one of them are covered with inspections. So as a realtor, we do multitasking, and it is even though it is a tight market, Liz Patina is very busy.
That's right. And you got bugaboos you run into. And being someone in sales, you have to learn to overcome almost every objection.
You have to be able to deal with each one individually. Commercial, especially, is its own, you know, entity, and it has a lot more, you know, players involved and a lot more gears turning in a commercial deal.
Speaking of commercial real estate, I had my first round bread sandwich on Thursday.
Ooh-hoo. And?
Yes. It was very good.
Yeah.
It had a lot of oil on it. My paper that was wrapped up. Let's call it a number 10. That's what I got. They had pepperoni on it, ham and turkey, I do believe.
So do you want to buy the business?
Right, the business
No.
Units 5 and 6 down there are for sale.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I don't want, you know, I actually believe.
Did you go in there?
Yeah. And that is nice size in there. That's a lot of room.
It's set up very nice, isn't it?
I would say that I could run a business there. Just because
your radio,
radio show, or you have a video business or whatever, because I don't rely on tourism for my business. So I could have a business down there and be okay. Because to me, really the only viable business other than food down there and alcohol, that's it. I mean, that's really about the only viable thing, because you only have
setting that's down there.
Right. But you got 4 months for the most part to make your way. Because when it comes wintertime, Phoenix will get a lot of traffic, but nobody goes down that way in the winter.
And it is very quiet in South Haven just to begin with. You know, we do try to target those holidays every month for the downtown area, because I remember being in business, Laura? They try to do a festival every month down there. But at the Old Harbor Village, you're right, it gets to be real quiet down there, because
I think that's actually the coolest place in town.
It is. They've done some great work down there. The HOA there has just did a whole new sidewalk and some side rails in their walkway area there, and that's part of being in the Old Harbor Village. You're in an association.
I remember back in high school when Old Harbor Village was pretty new. We used to have dances and all kinds of cool stuff down there.
They did. The music. Yeah. I remember there being some live.
You got to do it if you want to draw the people.
There was a ton of people down there.
Someday we'll all be talking about, remember when nobody was down there in the winter, and now it's the most. Man, we could have bought property down there.
Exactly, Mason. Because it does go in trends like that.
For the winter time is they should set up like a bobsled or a luge through there.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I mean, how cool would that be?
Dan, great idea.
Dan from the brew pub stays very busy down there.
He does, and he's
always looking for new ideas.
Yeah, and he stays pretty active.
Well, that's a good idea.
Being kind of like one of the leader businesses, I think, down there.
Yes.
That's kind of like the whole Christmas thing. Christmas trees, you know? And you go down there and sled and go down the luge, and they wipe mom and dad have a drink at the little idler side or at the brew pub.
And then what do you do for January, February, March, and April?
You keep it going until the snow actually goes away.
Right. That would be kind of cool. Yeah. Good idea.
But we have some more real estate time here. And I got about 3 minutes left with you. So we need to go some quick listings if you want.
Right.
Or whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, of course. Talking about the new listing that I got since we were here last week is 01447 on 71st and a half. For the locals, you know, in our area, remember this home? I also was told that it was part of the Sherman land, and this one is right across from Sherman's land to begin with. But one of the foremans lived in this home, originally had it built, and the family that's there now bought it it from them. So they're like the second homeowners of this home. Another one that I recently had acquired had been owned for decades by the same family, had it built, and were there this whole time, and we just recently sold it to a new family. And that one, of course, you know, we're going through the inspections with that one. But this one here, the 01447 71st and a half, is just before the Black River. So if you're taking, going down past Three Blondes, you're going to hit the 71st and a half, take a left, go north approximately a good mile past 2nd Avenue. There's a string of houses there. They're the last one on the right, but not the last one before the river. So there's one more down there.
Because the last one before the river has a pond down there too, yeah, right? So it's the one just before that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I always thought that was the Homersons.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That was like kind of like you drive by there. It looks really cool down there with a pond next to the river.
I think that's been in the Homerson family for as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. But this one is right before them, and this one, too, has been in that same family for, you know, a good 50 years, I want to say. So it's the first time on the market. It is 5 bedrooms. So 5 bedrooms, 2 full baths, and there is a main bedroom on the first floor. It's not a master. I always consider a master bedroom because it has the master bathroom off of it.
How many square feet?
This one has over 1,800 square foot. And it's sitting on almost an acre for $375,000.
Okay.
So this is my newest listing, and I'm going to be having an open house there this Sunday from 12 to 2.
That'll be tomorrow.
So if you get a chance and you're out and about and you want to see some houses, there's not a whole lot on the market in South Haven. Again, it is a tight market, and, you know, we'll probably go right into the season, in which we are in the middle of the season.
Ms. Tina, you got 30 seconds left.
Give me a call. My number, 269-759-1076. Shoot me a text. You can always look up listwithtina.net. Mm-hmm. And on Facebook, you can find me on List with Tina and Let's Talk Real Estate.
All right.
So
call Tina, let her know. She will work her behind off for you for sure.
Yeah, and actually I'm excited because I have been getting some calls about things we've talked on the radio, and I've heard you talk about some properties. Someone called me about your property and said they heard us on the radio with it.
They're not asking who that pissy dude is, are they?
They're like, those girls are so nice.
Now they're more interested in that real estate. Yeah, now they're talking about real estate.
Right. Well, you got the big Hayfield.
Hayfield farm out on 28th Street.
You got 3 seconds to talk about that.
That one's listed for $225,000 and yields 3 grows a year at $7,000 a crop.
Nice. Like to hear about that.
Boom.
All right, Mason Dixon.
All right, folks. Well, we do want to thank y'all for listening. If you missed any of it, go back and listen to the podcast. You can listen to the last 5 podcasts at our website, moondogshow.com. While you're there, make sure you also jump over to moondogpro.net for all your video needs, and trussinbirdband.com for your music needs. We'd like to also thank our commercial sponsors and advertisers, including UFCTreeCare.com, Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Gulata Imagery, Country House Furniture, The Blueberry Store, Decorator's Choice, SH.com. That's that Tom Balky. You know, he's so meticulous, he's ridiculous. And Pure Salon and Spa, now hiring Beauty School Dropouts, so go talk to Jackie. And, of course, we want to give a big shout-out to our favorite organization, Drawing Children Into Reading, their DCIR.org, Senior Services of Van Buren County, and YDCPAL.org.
Gotta go.
All right, everybody, on the count
good
of three.
Good show, guys.
We're going to howl at the moondog. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Howl at the moondog.
Rob Burns Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2022.